From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ceremonies honoring victims of the September 11th attacks in the United States are underway Sunday as the country marks the 15th anniversary of the attacks. A New York drum and bagpipe processional began the ceremony in New York, where terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center there and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Barack Obama spoke at the Pentagon after earlier observing a moment of silence at the White House Sunday at 8:46 a.m. local time, marking when the first of four hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center. In all, nearly 3,000 U.S. citizens were killed in the country's worst terrorist attack. The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. North Korea called for the additions, saying the sanctions, that is, were laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding and echoing the concerns from world leaders such as Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power.
Is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
South Korea and the United States are reported to have begun their search for radioactive material following the nuclear test. The investigation team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. This is VOA News. Muslim pilgrims from around the world gathering near a hill just outside Mecca, where the Prophet Muhammad delivered his final sermon some 1,400 years ago. The day spent on Mount Arafat is the pinnacle of the five-day Hajj pilgrimage, which all able-bodied Muslims are required to perform at least once. Muslims spend the day there in deep prayer, many openly weeping, as they repent and ask God for forgiveness. Iran is holding an alternative Hajj in Karbala, citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials following a deadly stampede at Hajj last year in Mecca. Croatians are deciding on Sunday a new government in a snap election, marking a second time in a year a poll has been taken. Exit polls predict a close outcome between candidates, possibly resulting in a new parliament that some say could be another barely functioning government. Initial results are expected late in the day Sunday. The news of the snap vote for the European Union's newest member came a day after the parliament was formally dissolved and less than a year after the last vote. Pakistan is rejecting new attempts by Afghanistan to allow the landlocked country to engage in direct trade with India through its land routes, citing existing official arrangements between Islamabad and Kabul. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani, before his upcoming official visit to New Delhi, has threatened to close transit trade facilities for Pakistan if it continues to refuse his country's access to Indian markets through Pakistan's Wagah border station. Relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan have also strained recently over mutual allegations of sponsoring terror attacks on each other's territory. And the United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. North Korea called the efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear programs even further. As we recap our top stories of the day, and the 9/11 ceremonies taking place across the United States on this Sunday, marking the 15th anniversary of that attack on the country. Nearly 3,000 people killed in the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. For details on these stories and much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.